This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The whole country is run by Big Pharma. The lawmakers are prostitutes for the drug companies. The media is funded by the drug companies.
The Health Ranger Report.
The whole system exists to do nothing other than push more drugs to more people and keep people sick so that they have repeat business. That's it.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
If you're in the habit of buying natural health products, I've got an important warning for you. I want you to be careful of heavily processed products from companies that don't engage in laboratory testing. And I'm going to tell you specifically why, because some of what we are seeing is rather alarming. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, known as the Lab Science Director of CWC Labs. I founded and built a multi-million-dollar laboratory facility. I achieved international ISO accreditation for that lab. I published science papers and the author of the number one best-selling science book called Food Forensics on Amazon.com. And I test a lot of natural products because, well, I'm passionate about clean food. And over the years, I've exposed some natural products as being contaminated, and I'm about to expose some additional ones because we're doing some new testing in the lab of some new compounds. I'm kind of well known for testing products for heavy metals, but now we have been using mass spec instrumentation to test for veterinary drugs like horse tranquilizers, as well as antibiotics, phthalates, and other chemical compounds, not just heavy elements like lead. Now, just as a bit of a background, I'm the guy who sounded the alarm that resulted in the cleaning up of the vegan protein industry. Back in, I think, 2013, I sounded the alarm over lead and tungsten in rice protein. Now, there are a bunch of companies that were importing this rice protein from China, and it was really the byproduct of the rice syrup processing industry. So it was kind of a scam, really, if you think back about it. And then a bunch of companies like Garden of Life slapped the label raw on it, and then they claimed, oh, it's raw vegan organic protein. Well, we tested it, and we found that Garden of Life, under Jordan Rubin at the time, was selling products that contain mercury and lead and other questionable elements as well. And in effect, we were the reason why the entire industry quickly moved away from contaminated rice protein from China. And Garden of Life, as of this day, I think they have completely abandoned that raw material. There were a bunch of other companies that were selling it too, like Sun Warrior was one of the first to introduce it. But they didn't do the testing on it. They didn't know, and nobody did. This is the thing, that all these companies in the natural health space, they thought they had found this panacea, this amazing organic, vegan, raw, plant-based protein, this rice protein. Nobody did the heavy metals test on it, because if they did, they would have seen the mercury, they would have seen the lead. And it wasn't until years later that I built my lab and started doing the testing. And then we sounded the alarm, not the FDA, not the government, not anybody, just us. This is Natural News, private lab, working in your interest to protect you from contaminated food. So that was a big wake-up call for me as well, to see that, wow, this is supposed to be organic, this is supposed to be raw, this is supposed to be clean, plant-based material. And why is it so contaminated? Why are they selling mercury in their products? It's unreal. And by the way, to this day, I've got Garden of Life plant protein in my lab. I've got two brand new canisters that I just opened on camera after holding onto them since 2013, and they contain mercury too. It's incredible. But I had a wake-up call on that. I was like, well, wait a minute. You mean this industry that claims to be all organic, raw, clean, and everything is not as clean as they claim? That it's a lot of hype? That there are some unscrupulous hucksters in that industry? And the answer is yes. And I have been looking at some other products. Some, I'm not going to say what it is yet, but we're going to release some information on this soon. One is a very popular, sort of a new product that's being sold, just a whole new product category in the nutritional supplement space. It's being sold out there, I don't know, a couple $100 million a year of this product, and it's being touted as super clean and healthy and rejuvenating all your health and everything. And I'm looking at it in the lab, and I am finding some crazy stuff in it. And I got to get more lab documentation together. I'm doing some independent confirmation with other labs as well, so I'm waiting on those other labs at the moment. But by the time I release this, it will be confirmed by three different laboratories. And that's the way I like to roll with these things, is not just my lab, even though we are accredited, which is sort of the gold standard of laboratory analytics, but I like to get confirmations from two other independent labs as well, so that nobody can say that this is false, or nobody can say, oh, you're making this up. No, I like to do it where it's irrefutable. And that's why to this day, nobody has ever shown any of our lab results to be false. Nobody. I mean, we've been threatened with lawsuits and threatened with angry people. They just scream and pout and whine, bunch of cry bullies out there, threaten us. And I just say, yeah, bring it on. Yeah, send me your lawyer's phone number. I'll text him the lab results and you can do with it what you want. That's the way I roll. I'm not intimidated by these assholes. They're going to poison the public with their products. I'm going to expose them and I'm not going to back down. You cannot get me to back down, period. End of story. But I'm going to be absolutely sure that when I go public with something that you know and the entire public knows that it is irrefutable scientific proof of the composition of what I'm talking about. If I say that I've run this through mass spec, I have all ions confirmation, I have fragmentation confirmation, I have isotopic spread confirmation, and accurate mass confirmation. I've got four different confirmations of the molecule, and this is a horse tranquilizer in your natural green organic product, whatever, and you're selling it to people as some kind of amazing super nutrient, whatever. I'm going to make sure that my claim of the contamination of that product is unassailable. That's the way I do these things. So as a result, sometimes it takes longer to get the news out, and I'm sorry I can't tell you right now. If you're listening to this, you're wondering like, what, maybe you're eating something that's contaminated. Yeah, you probably are, because I don't even have time to test everything, but you'd be astonished at what we are seeing. Just as in a general sense, I'm not naming any product or brand at the moment, but in a general sense, we are finding, yes, horse tranquilizer drugs, yes, antibiotics, yes, pesticides, herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, very common fungicide that we are finding in lots of fruit-related products, by the way. It's like they're spraying the crap out of all the fruit with fungicides. What else are we finding? Various industrial chemicals and weird molecular byproducts of pharmaceutical manufacturing. This stuff, I mean, I've got all these massive libraries of molecules, and using the mass spec instrumentation in the lab, I can run the findings of the molecule against these databases, which are very, very expensive, by the way. But I've got probably 30 or 40,000 different chemicals in the libraries, including the ion fragmentation data, the isotopic spread data on the carbon-13 molecules or elements in the molecule. And I can identify a toxic drug. We're also finding pharmaceuticals. I should mention that. Pharmaceuticals, birth control pills, and things like that. But I can identify the drug. I can identify it in at least four different ways. Which include accurate mass, which is the molecular mass, the isotopic spread of the carbon-13 elements in the molecules, the ion fragmentation based on the fragmentation that happens in a mass spec instrument, as well as retention time on the column, which is what separates the molecules based on time. So this is like four different types of confirmation that I'm getting on these molecules. So that is almost irrefutable. And then I send it to other labs and they see the same thing. And it's like, yeah, this is like, you could use this in a court of law. This is absolute fact, scientifically validated, confirmed through multiple angles. The high tech instrumentation, the highest that you can find in the industry, accredited laboratory. This is good science. And we are doing the most cutting edge science in the realm of clean foods. And it just so happens that there are some dirty products in the natural health marketplace. So keep your eyes on naturalnews.com because I'm going to be announcing some of these findings very soon, as soon as possible, because I don't want people to keep eating toxic chemicals in various products. So I want you to be safe. I want you to be informed. And also, I'd like to see this industry clean up its act a little more because there are some pretty successful, dominant brands out there that are rooted in a lot of contaminated, dirty products and unethical business practices. And I'm going to expose them. End of story. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, healthrangerreport.com. The main website is naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.